on-air adventures of Biggles. Coming back from the lagoon, Ginge and Tom Haymans are reminded of the old negress by the hut in the thorn forest. It occurs to them that she may have stolen Hagen's papers. They call up Biggles, who spreads his party and moves towards the clearing. He has no idea that Bertie and Colonel Summers are at this moment making a desperate bid to escape from the Vega. They overpower a negro hand and, armed with his revolver, make for the companionway. But there's a shadow at the top. Von Stahlein is peering down.
Lucy!
Yes, it's us, Albine. And you'd better not try any tricks. I'm armed.
I do not believe you.
No? Well, see this. Unless you do as I say, you'll feel it. Now, come down the steps slowly and with your hands up.
Yes. I shall come down the steps. But fast!
Look out, you fool! Colonel Summers! For Pete's sake!
Can't help you! I couldn't hit my foot as I come down.
This is like Sasha Stalin. If I can get my hand on that gun, I...
But you won't. It fell too far away.
Blazes.
It is my gun, you feel. I'm stepping back, Lizzie. Make no move. You're covered. If you even flinch, I'll shoot.
You caught me unaware, Starley. I didn't expect you to jump down the valley stairs. Not into the muzzle of a gun.
Which is precisely why I did it. You fired a fraction late, didn't you, Lizzie?
No, I'm a clot. I should have fired as soon as I saw you.
Oh, no. You're too chivalrous for that. That is a weakness you never correct. Always your enemies may count on your chivalry.
Can't say the same about you, I'm afraid. Look at this poor old codger. There's blood streaming from his mouth.
I kicked at his face as I jumped. It seems to have knocked him unconscious. Excellent.
He won't think it too bally excellent when he comes round. In case you don't know, he's police chief at Kingston, and he takes a bally poor view of being knocked about.
I'm not interested. Like you, he will serve my purpose. Drag him back into the cabin. Ah, no. I shall keep this other gun.
Bally reptile. Well, all right, Albine, you've won this time. What are you going to do?
First, see that you and your friends are safely locked in the cabin. Then I go to find the great Inspector Bigglesworth.
Biggles? Why?
To have a friendly conversation with him. It will be very friendly and most interesting.
There it goes again, Biggles. What the dickens is that noise?
Sounds like somebody hammering on metal.
The old girl, you think?
Undoubtedly.
I'm hanged if I know what she's doing.
Whatever it is, it suits us. The noise is coming from behind the hut, so she's obviously very busy with something there. She won't see us coming.
You reckon she'd bolt again, do you?
I'm sure of it. She was terrified when she saw Tom and me this morning.
In that case, hadn't we all better go across?
No. That'd be unwise. You and I can handle this. Hey, Ginge.
Yes?
Not too loud, old man. Don't want the old girl to hear us.
Righto. What is it?
Algy and I'll go over to her. If we all appear suddenly, we'll frighten her.
What do you want us to do?
What you're doing now. You and Tom scout about the thorn bush and warn us if anyone comes.
Roger. You going into the hut?
If she'll let us. But you keep on the alert no matter what we do. With this noise going on, it wouldn't surprise me if the crooks turn up.
Oh, we'll keep knit, don't worry. Good luck.
Right, Algy. Sneak over to the hut. Make sure she doesn't see us until we are right on her.
Still behave stubborn, do you? Hand you that dead one. I'll break your black feet for you.
Sounds as if the old devil's walloping her moat.
No, he's on the other side of the hut. And whatever she's hitting, it's metal of some sort. Keep pressed against the wall. I'm going to sneak a glance around the corner.
Good grief!
What is it?
Look for yourself.
An iron box. She'll ruin it with that axe. What the blazes is she trying to do?
Let's ask her.
Having trouble, ma'am?
Oh!
It's all right. We shan't harm you. Perhaps you'd like a cigarette.
My respects to you, massa.
Come on, Algie, where are your manners? Light it for the lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, massa. You was very kind.
Well, what have you been doing?
This old box, he won't open nohow.
So you try to do it with an axe. No keys?
I lose them.
You didn't even ever have them, did you?
No, massa. I mean...
Stop
yes,
lying
I
to me.
Did.
Where did you find the box? Come on, tell me.
On the beach. Yes, sir, I found it washed up on the beach.
No, you didn't. What's your name?
Susanna Shaw, master.
Very well, Susanna. Suppose you tell me the truth about the box. We know quite a lot about you. About the way you steal flamingos' eggs, for instance.
Oh,
yes. You know that's against the law, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you wouldn't like us to report you for it?
No, sir.
All right, then. I'll tell you where you found the box. You dug it up in a hut over by the flamingos, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
That's better, Susanna. And don't worry about it, because you won't get into trouble for that. It's just that I happen to be looking for that box. It belongs to the government, so you'll have to give it up.
No.
Why not? What do you think's in it?
I think maybe treasure, sir. Folks is always finding treasure round the islands, hid away in them bad old pirate days.
Oh, I'll soon check on that. The darn thing's heavy. Doesn't sound like treasure to me, Susanna. Coins rattle and roll. This is more likely to contain papers.
You think it's the one?
I can't see inside, but I've no doubt about it. I'm going to carry the box into your house, Susanna. Then, while we're comfortable, I want you to tell me the whole truth about it. Who you are, how you found it, why you took it, everything you can think of. Hoist on the other end, Algie. Right. It's a bit heavy for one man.
You see, Mason, my husband, old Ned Shaw, he used to look after the flamingos. That was his job.
So he was the government keeper of the flamingos?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay much, but they pay him a little bit. When he died, the money stopped, and I don't have no money at all. Only way I knows how to get money is to take flamingos' eggs into Matthew Town and sell them. That way, sir, I keeps alive. And that's the truth, master. I only do it to eat.
We're not doubting that. But what has this to do with the box you found?
Well, ain't I tell you, master? I go across every day for the eggs. Then one day, oh, a long time ago, yes, sir, I sees a white man come up from the sea. He was carrying a big box, master, and he put it in the old hut by the lagoon.
Where were you while he was doing this?
Me? I think maybe he's government inspector, so I hides. I don't want him to see my eggs.
And he left the box in the hut?
Well, he don't come out with no box, so he must have. But I don't look for it. Oh, no, I ain't no thief. He go away. Sometimes he come back again, and always he go to the hut. Then one day he goes away, and for long time he never come back again. He don't come back no more.
He died, Susanna.
That's what I think, Master. I says to myself, ain't no good that box being in there and going rusty when no one ain't coming for it no more. Susanna, girl, better you take it home and look after it. So, I gets the box and brings it here, and that's all, Master.
Except that you thought there was treasure in it and would have taken it if there were.
I got no money, Master. I thinks if this man die, he don't want no treasure where he's gone. If no one want it, then I think maybe Susanna can have it. I'm very, very sorry if I've done wrong.
You were wrong to take somebody else's property, Susanna. Just as you were wrong to take the eggs. But we understand why you did it. I don't think you'll get into trouble.
The government don't take my house away. They don't put me in jail?
No, certainly not. When I go back to Jamaica, I recommend that you be given your husband's job as keeper of the flamingos. That should provide you with enough money to live on without stealing.
Oh, Master, I know what to say.
Look out,
sir.
Biggles. She'll kiss your hand in a minute.
Hey, now then, Susanna.
Biggles. You in there?
Yes, Ginge, what is it?
It's von Stahlheim.
Oh, for Pete's sake. He doesn't know this hut's here, does he?
I'm sure he doesn't.
He says he wants to strike a bargain for Hagen's papers.
At last, von Stahlhein shows his hand. Will he force Biggles to give him the papers? What can a leader do when the lives of his men are in danger? Listen for the next tense, dramatic episode of The Air Adventures of Biggles!